Hello, it's Wynobi. Wynobi. June 6th, 2023. 1 year back in Miami, and look at me. I'm still in the same position. I know why. Number one reason I'm in the same position is because I like to control my own destiny. I like to make my own moves. I like to make my own choices. I work very hard. I take breaks when I need to or when there's no work, which usually is a needed break. But there's always work in healthcare, especially with COVID-19 and monkeypox and all these other diseases that are coming around. Healthcare is always here. I am here in a hostel in Coral Gables, Miami. Some say it's Coral Gables, some say it's Miami, but it's in the Coral Gables area, Southwest 36th Avenue. Well, 1 year later, I'm back in Miami. I am still living in a hostel. I've been working the whole year. It's very hard and difficult to get the first, last, and security. But I did have that. I had that in the beginning. I had the first, last, and security deposit. But I had Section 8, and I was trying to use Section 8, and I ended up losing that because they only gave me 2 extensions. So now I got some public housing. But I don't know if I want that. And I'm not being ungrateful. I am grateful for my strength, my ability to work, my ability to continue to be able to think and provide for myself. So I just want to do it by myself. What's wrong with me wanting to do it by myself? Especially when you think you got these lowercase G-O-D's behind the computers trying to help you after they harm you. I don't trust any of them. So at the end of the day, I really don't want to take something that, bottom line, I don't know who's giving it to me. So I don't know where I'm going to, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know if I'm going to take the housing, public housing, or I'm going to continue to work and get my own a place. All I wanted was a live-in. That's it. A live-in will give me the leverage I need to save my money and do what I need to do. And I think people want to say that they help you so they can get some satisfaction after, I helped you get that. Look, motherfucker, who the hell are you? I don't even know who you is. So since I don't know what's going on, who this is, and I surely know in my heart, I don't believe it's God. Because God knows the desires in my heart, and I believe God will always provide for me in that way that I will want to provide for myself. And that's being able mind, able body, that can work and take care of others. And that's what I've been doing for the last 23 years. Off and on, because sometimes I do other work, like H&R Block, phone services, I think it was. I forgot what it was. It's been so long. So, Southwestern Bell or something, one of those services inside of that Qualcomm or selling Qualcomm phones or something. But anyway, Wynobi is back in Miami. And I have been contemplating going back to Los Angeles, but why? I hate Los Angeles. I mean, Florida, I like being here. But I hate the cops. Miami police officer sucks. I've been through so much since I came back with a gun charge, 2 felony charges. They got dropped, but it led me to a misdemeanor. Judge Tanya Brinkley, black lady, should have just squashed that shit and shouldn't even have that shit in her court hat room. But it's awful. I get so tired of these disgusting pigs here. They around here are child molesters, predators, and they think that nobody know what they do, but they being caught all the time. One thing about me, I ain't shaming nothing. I ain't shaming anything. But as an adult, and I've been an adult since I was 16 years old. I mean, I got emancipated at the age of 17. So I've literally been an adult. And 1995, 96, there were cameras everywhere. So can't hide nothing. What you see with me is what you get. And I ain't shame a shit in my life. You ask me, I tell you motherfucking true. And if you don't ask me, you want to make up shit in your head, bitch, do that. That's fine with me. Get stay the fuck out of my face. Because I know one thing, you ain't finna come up in my face with no bullshit. I'm the same Ebony that I was in 1978, 1986, 1988, 1992, 1998, too. What did I say, 1998? Yep. Please, don't try me. The only thing I'm doing now is I think about it and I wait for the right time. Try somebody else. You ain't got to try Jesus, but don't try me, because me and Satan sit on the same pitchfork. And I think I'm going to end it on that.